Buenos días. For those of you who still don't know what that means, it means good morning. Welcome. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Madeline Maldonado. I am one of the pastors here. We are grateful that you are here. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, thank you for being here with us. We gather here to worship together God, who created the heavens, the earth, and everything that is in it, and forever cares for us and creation. Welcome once again. Join me in the call to worship. Seek God and you will live. Busca a Dios y vivirás. Seek the one who makes the seven stars and Orion, who turns the shadow of death into morning and makes the day dark with night, who calls the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth. Dios es su nombre.
I invite you to turn in your purple Sing the Story book to number 122, 122. Let all creation dance. And if you're able, I invite you to stand.
This morning, as I pray, I'm learning from you. Whenever I say, in your mercy, please respond by saying, Lord, hear our prayer. En español, cuando yo diga, in your mercy, que quiere decir, en tu misericordia, ustedes pueden decir, escucha nuestra oración. Let us pray. Lord, we bring to you our prayers because you are the only one we can trust to provide for us and to protect us. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayers. You love all of your creation. We pray for ourselves and those who we care about. in your mercy, Lord, hear our prayers. You have never stopped caring for us. We pray for our city, for our neighbors, for the people suffering around us. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the immigrant living among us. We pray for all of those who you care about. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the church in all places, here and there. We pray for your work, for your church to really be a witness of your joy, your justice, your love, and your peace. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayers. We pray this morning for Sylvia Jackson, who has bronchitis. We ask you to bring healing to her body. We are also thankful that Caleb's scans and tests show no new disease, and we pray that it may continue to be this way. We ask you to remember those who are in the hospital, whose names I haven't mentioned, and for those who are recovering either in rehab or at home after injury or illness. I also ask you to remember and care for Chica and Mara, who are in Indonesia. And I also pray and ask you that you continue to provide your love and your comfort through your embrace for those who have lost loved ones. In your mercy, hear our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
In your blue hymnal, a worship book, please turn to number 112. 112, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We'll hear these words echoed again in the psalm for today. Let us sing with joy, and children, I invite you to come forward to the circle as we sing.
Have ever been on a team of some kind? Yeah, I mean, most of us have. Sometimes we call our family a team. We've got some teamwork we need to do, and usually that means cleaning the house. What are some other kinds of teams that you've been on? Yeah?
Basketball.
A basketball team, yeah? Yeah. A soccer team. Soccer for you too, yeah?
Baseball.
Yeah, Parker?
A basketball team.
I'm here, yeah? What do you think? Do you have one, Violet? Thinking about it? Yeah?
A tennis team.
A tennis Like for the triathlon, like when you're working toward that together. Yeah. Okay, so we've named a lot of sports teams, and they're like our family teams. And I'm on the pastoral team at College Mennonite Church. A team is a group of people who are all working together toward the same goal, simply put. So did you know that Jesus kind of had a team?
Yeah.
Who might his team have been? Just call it out. Any thoughts?
Yeah? Disciples?
The disciples, maybe? Is that what you were going to say? Huh? The Israelites. Yes, he was part of Team Israelites, wasn't he? And he called Team Disciples together. Yeah, so we have these groups that all work together for the same purpose. And we often talk about our church as a family. We say church family a lot. This is also kind of a team, because we are also all working together for the same purpose. All of us are working together to worship God together and to follow Jesus together. Now, when you're on a team, does everyone always agree with each other and get along? I'm seeing some shaking heads. Yeah, we tend to still have some, like, personality conflicts and things like that when we're on a team together, but because we're all working for the same thing, we work it out. We figure it out. We stick with our team. Yeah, and just like on a team, since we're all working together, it's not a competition to be the best on the team. It's about trying to be better together, right? The team only works well if everyone's working together to be the best that we can be as a group. So today we have some new people joining the College Mennonite Church team. We call this becoming members. And some of the people joining our church have been members at other churches before now, and some of them have been going here a long time, and some of them have not been coming here for very long. And all of them are making a very important commitment today to be part of this team. So they are going to commit to follow Jesus along with all of us, and they're going to commit to working things out when we disagree or when there's a problem. They're going to commit to sharing with each other. And when we do that, we make sure that all of us have enough and that all of us feel safe and that we all work together to contribute what we can to people who are outside of the team, in our community and in our world. And our church is going to make some promises to these new teammates too. We're going to promise to play on the same team and to get to know each other better and to help each other be better together. And we're also going to promise each other that we will forgive each other when things don't go so well. Well, these are really important commitments that we make today, both to the people who are becoming members and to their children. Later in the service, you're going to hear stories from these new teammates. So listen to that. It's because our stories are so different from each other that we make a really great team. So listen to those stories and see what you can learn. Well, let's pray together. So come and put your hands in the circle. You ever done this on a team? Yeah? Put a hand in. Either one's fine. Ready? We're going to pray, and after we pray, we'll raise our hands in the air and yell, go team, okay? God, thank you for this team of people who follow you together. Thank you for all the different things we bring to this. Help us to work together as a team and to grow in you together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now on the count of three, we're going to raise our arms in the air and yell, go team. Ready? Oh, let's get Andrew in here. Here we go. One, two, three. Go team! All right, go back to your seats and get your worship bags. Oh, wait, nope. Don't go back to your seats. Thank you. I think those in grades 1 through 5 are coming up here to lead a song. And if you don't know the song yet, if you want to come up anyway, you can, or you can head back to your seats.
Here. Good morning. We're going to be leading you in our next song, God's Counting on Me. It's a song by Pete Seeger, and one of the last ones he recorded before his death. And it's a very simple song. As you catch on to it, please join in with us and feel free to harmonize as you will, especially on the chorus. And Hannah is going to be up here leading you all and encouraging you to join in. Now, we're going to stand up for this, except for the big drummers, okay? The rest of you, let's stand up, okay? And remember, okay, here we go. Get that going.
Well, when we look and things are not what they should be, God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Are not what they should be. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. Me and you. When there's big problems. God's counting on you. When there's big problems to be solved, let's get everyone involved. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. When you see someone in need, it is time to pull up your sleeve. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. When you see someone in need, it is time to pull up your sleeve. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Here's hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. Me and you. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. Working together, we all can win. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Well, don't give up. When God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Here's hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull through. Hoping we all pull
Great job. Thank you. At this time, I'll invite up to the platform my husband, David Maldonado. I am blessed, very blessed. Ay, ay, ay. Shall I kiss him? That's my blessing. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I really am thankful for David and for what you have done in his life. This morning, I pray that you continue to give him words to speak to your people. And let those words bless each one of us, including him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 8. This psalm is attributed to David. His contribution is somewhere between 73 and 76 psalms. At least that's what some say. Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes you have established strength because of your adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beast of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Word of the Lord. As I consider this psalm, this is one of the psalms that I've always enjoyed throughout the time I've served the Lord. But it seems to me that the psalmist is meditating and considering three things. He starts to think about God when he looks at creation. Then he thinks about the majesty and the grandness of creation. And then he considers that and compares it to man or humanity. So I see three things here. He thinks about God, he thinks about creation, and he thinks about humanity. I believe that as he's thinking about creation, that's why he says, O Lord. I think he attributes creation, and we'll see it here, to God's workmanship. God is Lord of creation. So I want to take a look at that first. In reference to God, verses 1, 2, 3, he uses the word or the expression Lord. I think he's talking about creation when he does that. He says, your heavens. So he's saying that God has ownership of this earth. This is God's property. Yes, I know you think you own the house you live in. If you have it mortgaged, actually, you don't even own it. Even if it's paid off, you're in soil that's under the authority of the U.S. government, so you don't own it either. So basically, you don't own anything. Ouch. Okay. But God owns it. The psalmist says, this is yours. It belongs to you. The third thing he says, that it is the work of God's fingers. It is God's workmanship. This is God's design. God could have designed it square. He could have made it a pyramid, folks. He could have made it a spear. He could have made it a star. He could have made it flat. You see, no human was involved in any of this creation. Now, I know that we come into this world and we think we own things and we think we're smarter than him. But that's not the way it works. He chose the design of everything. He chose the design of the trees. He chose the design of an apple. He could have made it flat, but he wanted the design we have today. It's his doing. It's his property. It's his workmanship. It's all his. In reference to creation, we go from verse 3 to verse 8. Now David is looking at heaven, moon, and stars. He's considering this. And he's talking about that the design, the placement, and the function is all by God. The design of the stars, the placement of the stars, and their function in the solar system, it's all God's work. So it comes out of his mind, the thinking of God, the logic of God. So he goes on and he says that these heavenly hosts have been ordained, ordered by God. So when you look at the stars, you see these heavenly hosts who are under submission, if you will, or in obedience to what God spoke when he spoke it. So what you see is stars, moon, and everything out there in submission, better said, in obedience to the oracles of God. Think about that a little bit. Humans, then David goes on, and he talks about different animals. Humans are the stewards of both large and small creatures. So we have a responsibility here. This is God's property, and he let us have authority over it. We are responsible for the use of this beautiful earth. Now I want to move to what draws my attention the most. And I believe that it drew David's attention because David now draws his attention to humanity, and it's in the middle of the psalm. It takes up verse 4 and 5 out of 9 verses. He goes on to verse 4. I'll read here. What is man that you take thought of him? I think here's where our Lord comes in. You see, God is relational. You can't take God and take him to the laboratory and put him under a microscope and try to figure him out. And you shouldn't try to just read scripture without experiencing or walking with God. That shouldn't happen. God is relational. He wants to relate with us. So I see David saying, oh Lord, when he looks at creation, but then he says, our Lord, when he's thinking about how God relates to himself, to me, and to everybody here. What is mankind? Some say we are a composition of evolutionary processes. We are just a notch above an ape. We lost our tails a while back. The Bible says that we are a notch below the angels. Some consider humanity as a commodity, just like selling oil, peanuts, corn, just like selling any other thing. So we go from these extremes, from a bunch of monkeys, apes walking around. That's why in high school we used to call each other monkey's uncle, because that's what we were taught. I think there's something to consider there. When you're taught that you're an animal, maybe you start to act like one when you get older. I think there's something to consider there. Some look at us as commodities. We're for sale. We're for exchange. We're for trade. Think about the slaves. Think about human trafficking, sex trafficking. Some just consider the academics and the financial status of a person. If they're highly studied, if they have some resources, well, they're worth a little something. But if not, if you're undocumented, you're just thrown in a cage. But if you're a multimillionaire like Epstein, you can walk around like a pedophile. You're received in these cream of the crop colleges because you're a multimillionaire. What is man? Is he a monkey or is it for sale? What is man, David? David asked the same question because nothing has changed under the sun. Very little has changed. Even in our progression, how do we look at humans? What do you see when you see a brown person? Or a short person? Or a bald person? Or whatever? What is man? How do you define him or her? Or it? And that's why these verses just, they shake me. Because David says in verse 4, he says, what is man that you take thought of him? You're mindful of him. You think of them. And the son of man that you care for him. So here we go, and I'm going to close with this. God thinks about everyone here. Your children, your children's children. Boy, I love a person like that who would think about me on a daily basis, think about my children, and think about their children. What an awesome being. And when I ascribe that characteristic to none other than the creator of this universe, if anybody should be busy, it should be him. But he is thinking about every single person here right now. That is powerful. You are in God's mind. God thinks and values you. Humans are inspired by creation, and God is moved by humans. Humans are inspired by creation, but God is moved by you. And he goes on to say, and the Son of Man that you care for him. Folks, from the moment that doctor smacks our behind, and we cry, God is there watching. From that first breath to that last breath, he wants to walk with each and every one of us, and he is there caring for us every step of the way. That is awesome. And this is evident, God's provision for us. Through the ability of earth sustaining us, and through the provision of eternal life he has provided to each and every one of us through Jesus Christ. What is man that you're mindful of him and take care of him? In like manner, everyone who confesses Jesus Christ as Savior, or every religious being, needs to consider their neighbor and take care of them and take care of whatever's under your influence. May the Lord bless you.
Let us respond by turning in our blue hymnal, A Worship Book, to number 414, 414. The words in this hymn are a prayer that talks about the precious privilege and the profound responsibility of being a child of God. So that we are able to focus on the words a bit, at least in verse 1, I invite us all to sing verse 1 in unison. And then if you feel comfortable moving into parts, feel free to do that. But at all times, I invite you to pay attention to these words that fit so well what David has brought to us this morning. God who stretched the spangled heavens, I invite you to stand.
Oh, God, you stretch those sandal heavens in infinite time and space, from the sun to burning radiance through the silent hills of space. We worship. This morning we have the privilege of witnessing baptisms and welcoming new members here into College Mennonite Church. I'm right here in the middle, Dixie. There we go. So this morning we have the privilege of witnessing the baptism of Dixie Clotter and welcoming her into membership here at College Mennonite Church.
Esta mañana tenemos el privilegio de presenciar el deseo de Dixie Clotter y darle la bienvenida a membresía a la iglesia College Mennonite Church.
Dixie, today in your baptism, we enact what God has already done for you, making you dead to sin and alive in Christ.
Dixie, hoy en tu bautismo hacemos evidente lo que Dios ya ha hecho por ti, haciéndote muerta al pecado y viva en Cristo.
Today, as a church, we affirm the work of God's grace that we have seen in your life.
Hoy día, como iglesia, afirmamos la obra de gracia que hemos visto en tu vida.
And today, you publicly commit yourself to follow the way of Christ, and by your words and actions, invite others to do the same.
Y hoy, públicamente, te comprometes de seguir el camino de Cristo, y por tus palabras y acciones, invitarás a otros a hacer lo mismo.
Dixie has an amazing story, but today she will just share a small piece of her faith statement with us.
Dixie, tú tienes una historia tremenda, pero hoy has preparado una pequeña parte para compartir con nosotros. Tu declaración de fe. Tú lo dices en español y yo lo digo en inglés, ¿sí? Dejo una oración y yo leo. Okay, yo para poder interpretarte. ¿Está bien? Una línea a la vez. Respira profundo. Tú puedes, dale.
Hola, mi nombre es Dixie. Soy de Honduras.
Hello, my name is Dixie and I am from Honduras.
Hace poco Dios me dio el privilegio.
A bit ago, God gave me the privilege
de poder estar en este país.
To be in this country.
Ya tengo 9 meses.
I've been here for 9 months.
Y estoy agradecida.
And I am grateful
con cada una de las personas que están en esta iglesia.
With every person that is a member of this church.
Desde que Dios me dio el privilegio de salir de Honduras.
From the time that God gave me the privilege to leave Honduras.
Hace poco me di cuenta.
I noticed not long ago
que desde que salí, me mantuvieron en oración.
That since I had left Honduras, you were praying for me.
Soy hija de un pastor.
I am the daughter of a pastor.
Del cual murió hace 30 años ahora.
Murió hace 30 años.
Ahora.
Who passed away 30 years ago.
Y estoy agradecida con Dios.
I am thankful to God.
Porque él, antes de morir,
because before he died,
me instruyó en el camino de Dios.
He taught me God's ways.
Y hoy,
and today,
estoy feliz.
I am filled with joy.
Porque voy a tomar este camino.
Because I'm going to follow this path.
De cual no quiero perder.
Which I don't ever want to lose. ¿Tienes algo atrás? Otro día compartes el resto del testimonio. Another day, she'll share the rest of her story with you.
All right. Gracias, Dixie. Dixie, por favor, respondan a estas preguntas específicas como las afirmaciones de su fe. ¿Cree usted en Dios, creador del cielo y de la tierra, y en Jesucristo, el Hijo de Dios, y en el Espíritu Santo, dador de la vida?
Sí, creo. Sí, creo.
Rechaza el pecado de este mundo y ve a Jesucristo como tu Salvador. Pone usted su confianza en su gracia y amor y promete obedecerle como tu Señor.
Sí, lo hago.
Acepta la palabra de Dios como guía y autoridad para tu vida.
Sí, lo estoy.
¿Está usted dispuesto a dar y recibir consejos en esta congregación y a apoyarla en oración y servicio?
Sí, lo estoy.
¿Estás listo para particular en la misión de la iglesia?
Que si estás lista para participar en la misión de la iglesia.
Sí.
Okay. Gracias. All right, let's walk around to the front. Por favor, rodíese. Dixie, por tu confesión de fe en Jesucristo, yo le bautizo en agua, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Que Dios le bautice con el Espíritu Santo desde arriba. Amén. Dixie, en el nombre de Cristo y de la Iglesia, le doy mi mano para levantarse y caminar en una vida nueva por el mismo poder que levantó de Cristo de entre los muertos. Dios le bendiga, Dixie, y le haga ser una bendición en medio de nosotros. La paz de Cristo esté con usted. Amén. Oh, un momento. So, as a congregation, it's our time to affirm our membership covenant with Dixie and with each other. So please turn in the back of the hymnal to number 777 for the English words, and the words in Spanish will be up on the screen. And feel free to read this together in whichever language you prefer. And as you turn, I just want to mention that as Dixie goes on in her faith journey, Louisa Zare will be a faith mentor to her in the coming years. So we are grateful for that as well. Let's read this together to Dixie. As we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make this covenant with you as we renew our own covenant with God, to bear each other's burdens, to assist in times of need, to share our gifts and possessions, to forgive as Christ has forgiven us, to support each other in joy and sorrow, and in all things to work for the common good, thus making known God's presence among us to the glory of God. As we unite with each other now, may we all be with Christ our Lord. Amen. I'd like to have a prayer of blessing for Dixie, and so if anyone would like to come surround her as we pray, you may do that now. And Dixie, as a way of remembering today, we have gifts for you. So your baptism pitcher and towel if you need this, and a certificate of baptism and membership. So. All right, why don't you come step on. There we go. I think we'll be fine. Let's pray together. God of love and life, we thank you for the gift of your servant, Dixie.
Dios de amor y de la vida, te agradecemos por el regalo de tu sierva, Dixie.
We pray that the relationship that she has with you will grow stronger and closer with every passing day.
Oramos que la relación que ella tiene contigo crezca más fuerte y más cercana con cada día que pasa.
We thank you for the love of the church family that is surrounding her now and that has surrounded her for many years. We thank you for the ways that she has known your love, your grace, and your way because she has seen you at work in the church.
Te agradecemos por el amor que la familia de la iglesia le ha dado y también por las formas que ella ha conocido tu amor, tu gracia y en las formas que ella ha visto tu obra en la iglesia.
Thank you for the unique gifts that you have given to Dixie and help her to discover new and creative ways to use those gifts to benefit each person she comes in contact with.
Gracias por los dones que tú le has dado a Dixie. Y ayúdala a ella a descubrir dones nuevos y creativos para usar y formas creativas para usar esos dones para el beneficio de cada persona en la cual ella entra en contacto.
God, we thank you for the unique reflection of you that we see in Dixie. And we are excited that people will know you because they have known Dixie.
Dios, estamos agradecidos y llenos de gozo por las personas que van a conocerte a ti a través de Dixie.
Guide her, protect her, comfort her, and strengthen her as she continues to walk in your way of peace.
Guíala, protégela, confórtala, dale fuerzas mientras ella camina y continúa su camino en en el camino de la paz.
En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Gracias. You will all be able to greet Dixie as well as other new members following the worship service in the hallway. So those of you who will be becoming members, I invite you to come forward at this time as others head back to their seats.
This morning, we are welcoming Giselle Guiti and Karen Ramirez, and of course, Dixie Clotter, and Reynard Hillman, and Beatrice Tinawati, and Tanya Schrock, and Anne-Marie Weaver as new members in our church family here at College Mennonite. And we were planning to welcome Addie and Jared Lehman as well, but they had some things happen last night, all is well, but they are not able to be here this morning. Dixie, we know, has just been baptized and is now being received into membership. And all of our other new members are either transferring membership from another congregation or have previously been baptized but have been in congregations that don't do membership. And so they are becoming members of our church on confession of faith. I've asked each of them to be ready to share a faith story. So, Giselle, can we begin with you?
Good morning. My name is Giselle Guidi. It's such a privilege to be here this morning. I'm originally from Honduras, Central America. Some of you know my story. Rooted Garifuna from the Afro-American West Africa. And my mother migrated to the United States in 1984. And in 1987, she brought me and my siblings to New York. I was 12 back then. I barely knew Spanish. I had to learn Spanish. I had to learn English because I was more fluent in a dialect that we speak, which is called Garifuna. And then I had to learn both languages at the age of 12. But thank God it was successful because I was able to finish school in New York City. And then in 2005, I decided to relocate to Florida. So I lived in Florida for almost 12 years. I'm a mother of three. I have a 22-year-old boy. And then I have two girls. You've seen them around, Casey and Chelsea Ramirez, age 12 and 10. I relocated to Goshen almost, 2 years ago in January, which it was not a great experience coming from Florida. The reason that I did that was because I encountered the Anabaptists, the Mennonites, through the Evangelical Garifuna Church in Miami almost 10 years ago. And almost 5 years ago, through that passion of trying to find out more about the Anabaptists, we planted a church in West Palm Beach called West Palm Beach Anabaptist Mennonite Church. It was mainly, serving in the trailer home in the community, serving all type of needs that we encounter in the community. So due to the fact that I wanted to learn more about the Anabaptists, I decided to apply to AMBS. I was accepted there, and then I had the opportunity to work for Mennonite Mission Network, so that gave me the opportunity to move here, and I've been here ever since. So I want to thank you for welcoming me and my kids and my family to this community. Thank you.
I'm Anne Marie Weaver. As many of you have already met me. My faith story as a lifelong Mennonite is perhaps not quite as interesting. I'd be happy to talk about it at some point. But what I'd really like to share with you today is one of the songs that has nurtured me in that faith story. In your blue hymnal, could you turn to number 580, My Life Flows On? And I wanted to sing just the first verse and refrain of this beautiful song that I know means a lot to many of you as well.
Good morning. My name is Karen Martinez. I'm not going to repeat my story as my sister. My sister is Giselle Guidi right here. Basically, my family and I moved to Goshen about 6 weeks ago from Florida. And one of the reasons that I have moved over here because I have been attending AMBS. I was taking classes online, and I decided that it will be much better and faster if I move here, and I could be able to take a little bit more classes. When I encountered Anabaptists, it was like about maybe 4 years ago in Florida, so I wanted to learn more and be part of the Mennonite community, so I decided that I wanted to study and also to be part of that community because I think God was giving me the opportunity to open doors and be here. So I'm so grateful that I'm here with my family. I have three kids. I have three daughters, and I'm married. And my youngest daughter is somewhere around here. And I'm grateful and thankful to be part of this community. Thank you.
I am Tanya Schrock, and I have to admit I struggled a lot thinking what to say today. Like many of us, I grew up in the church, met Jesus at an early age, and it was really beautiful and really easy. And then I grew up. And it turns out it doesn't play out like you think it will. And so my journey has been a struggle, and it's been full of bumps and twists and turns. But at the end of it all, I knew that I wanted to hold on to my faith. After my son got cancer, and thankfully is 6 years in remission and is doing great, but after he got cancer, I questioned everything, and I wanted to find a place to recover and renew. And so when I searched for churches and found this church, it felt like home. I found people who cared for me and understood me, and even more importantly, people who cared for my children, who loved them and took interest in them. And so over the years that I've been coming here, the idea has grown that this is where I belong. And I'm very grateful that I found this community and this church family where we can all grow together.
I wasn't born into a Mennonite church, but I have attended this church for over 21 years. So, in a way, I can say I grew up in this church, you know, at least spiritually. What drew me to this church at first was the music, the four-part harmony. During my 21 years here, I have gone through a lot of faith transformation. I have had my doubts, questionings. But what keeps me pulling me back to this church is not because you claim to have the right answers to all life questions, but because of the people and the community. You showed me that being Christian is not about knowing the right doctrines to be saved or have the best arguments to win a religious debate, but it's about living and following Jesus' teaching. It is through your action and the way you live that I see God's presence. And I thought that's what being a witness of Jesus Christ is all about, and that's what I want to follow. It took me a long time to make this decision, partly because I always thought I'll just be here for a while. To be honest, I still don't know where I'll be in a year or two, but I've learned to take it one day at a time.
Almost 5 years ago, I moved here as a stranger. In adjusting my life in Goshen, I received a warm welcome from a lot of new friends that I meet here in College Mennonite Church. Since I came here, CMC has become a second home church for me. Now, I want to make it officially by transferring my membership from Indonesian Mennonite Church, CKMI, to College Mennonite Church. As Renard and I continue to live here in Goshen, I want to call this church as my home church, a place where I can learn, grow, and serve together with all of you.
Thank you to all of you for your stories and your willingness to share them. You've previously made a confession of faith, and we rejoice in your decision to become members in covenant relationship with this community of believers at College Mennonite Church. Do you all now affirm your faith in God and commit to engaging in God's work in the world? As you become members of our congregation, do you agree to worship and serve and share in our ministries for both your financial resources and your skills and passions, participating in the giving and receiving of Christian love and counsel within this community of believers? And congregation, do we agree to receive Giselle, Karen, Dixie, Reynard, Beatrice, Tanya, and Anne-Marie, and to open ourselves to fellowship with them, giving and receiving counsel, offering and accepting forgiveness, and joyfully receiving them as partners in our spiritual family and in our mission to the world? If so, you may respond with, "We do." Kids, you want to come up? Justin, Jaden, Ivania, Chelsea, Casey. Don't know. Jamie, you want to come up? Come up. We dedicate children in our congregation, and these children were not dedicated here, but we want to make a commitment to them as well, similar to the one that we make a dedication. So, kids, you can come. Sit on the steps, and I have a few questions for your church family, okay? College Mennonite Church, these children are that we welcome into our midst are precious gifts from God. Do you commit to support, by your example and words, their parents' efforts to provide a loving, caring home where trust in God grows and Christ's way is chosen? If so, you may respond with, "We do." And do you promise to surround these children with your prayers and love, helping them grow in God? We can all come down to the circle now. And at this point, anyone who wishes to come and surround them may do so. We are going to welcome with con gran gozo, with great joy. And the song will be on your screen. Following the service, the grown-ups will be in the hallway over there to greet their church family, and these children will be with the other children in the hallway out here to greet their church family.
With great joy and pleasure, we meet again and shake hands. With happy and loving hearts and one voice, we all thank God. Welcome, welcome, brothers and sisters here. Rejoice to say, welcome, welcome, as we meet again, welcome. Those of you who are comfortable singing the verse here, you can do so with me, and I hope all of us can join in the refrain.
Oh,
How beautiful. At this time, if somebody can grab this basket and maybe move it to the circle. If you are able, please bring your offering forward to the baskets in the front. If you are not able, children and ushers will assist those who prefer not to get out of their pews. Also, on the right end of your pew, there is a black booklet. It is the friendship booklet. We invite you to sign it, pass it to your neighbor on the left, and then return it to the other end of the pew.
Join me in prayer, please. Father, thank you for your provisions. Thank you for those who use these funds to further the ministry of CMC here and in other places. In Christ's name we thank you. Amen.
For our sending song, I invite you to turn to number 446 in your blue hymnal, a worship book. 446, Wade in the Water. We'll sing the refrain and stanza one, and then the refrain again.
Thank you.
so I hope that through these weeks, you have lost yourselves in wonder, observing creation, and realize that God has done great things in you. Let us leave this place with grateful hearts, because we are part of his creation's fulfillment. Let us be faithful disciples by telling everyone all that he has done. And remember that he is always with you. Be blessed. Pass on the peace. Greet those around you. Tell them that God's peace is with them. God bless you.